AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Top diplomats from Denmark and Greenland visited Washington today to discuss President Trump's insistence that the U.S. take over Greenland. Ed Donahue has the latest.
The president has tried to make the case NATO should help the U.S. acquire Greenland.
You know, we're doing the Golden Dome. We're doing a lot of things, and we really need it. If we don't go in, Russia's going to go in, and China's going to go in. And there's not a thing that Denmark can do about it, but we can do everything about it.
There were talks involving Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
For us, ideas that would not respect territorial integrity of the Kingdom of Denmark and the right of self-determination of the Greenlandic people are, of course, totally unacceptable.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks. Denmark's Prime Minister announced an increase in military presence and exercise activity in close cooperation with allies. Vivian Motzfeldt is Greenland's Foreign Minister.
We are allies. We are friends. We have been cooperated in many, many years. We have history together. So it's all our interest to find the right balances.
Sweden says its armed forces are arriving in Greenland today. I'm Ed Donahue.
Delayed government reports show wholesale prices up just 0.2% in November from the month before and 3% from a year earlier, while retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% as the holiday season kicked into gear. Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
The fact that these sales came in about 0.75 point better than the inflation rate year over year shows that people aren't just spending more because things cost more. Like, there's actual real growth here. It's not always even. We are seeing upper income households supporting a lot of this spending.
Home sales remained stuck at a 30-year low last year, that from the National Association of Realtors, and stocks closed lower today. This is AP News. The Trump administration suspending the processing of visas for prospective immigrants from certain countries. Julie Walker has details.
The State Department says it's instructing consular officers to halt immigrant visa applications from 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S. The State Department did not specify which 75 countries are affected, but the Trump administration has already severely restricted immigrant and non-immigrant visa processing for citizens of dozens of countries, many of them in Africa. The State Department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. The suspension begins January 21st. It will not apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.